Good morning, beloved. And again, it's so wonderful to share this Thursday morning together with you in God's Word. Today we're in Micah chapter 4, verse 1 through chapter 5, verse 1. And here Micah describes the Lord's universal reign of peace and a time when the people of Israel will return from exile. Jerusalem will be rebuilt after a time of punishment. And God's saving words for us this week are justice and peace. So, let's begin reading from Micah chapter 4, beginning at verse 1. In days to come, the mountain where the temple stands will be the highest one of all, towering above all the hills. Many nations will come streaming to it. And their people will say, "Let us go up to the hill of the Lord, to the temple of Israel's God. He will teach us what he wants us to do. We will walk in the paths he has chosen, for the Lord's teaching comes from Jerusalem. From Zion he speaks to his people. He will settle disputes among the nations, among the great powers near and far. They will hammer their swords into plows and their spears into pruning knives. Nations will never again go to war, never prepare for battle again. Everyone will live in peace among their own vineyards and fig trees, and no one will make them afraid. The Lord Almighty has promised this. Each nation worships and obeys its own God, but we will worship and obey the Lord our God forever and ever. The time is coming, says the Lord, when I will gather together the people I punished, those who have suffered in exile. They are crippled and far from home, but I will make a new beginning for those who are left, and they will become a great nation. I will rule over them on Mount Zion, and from that time on and forever. And you, Jerusalem, where God, like a shepherd from his lookout tower, watches over his people, will once again be the capital of the kingdom that was yours. Why do you cry out so loudly? Why are you suffering like a woman in labor? Is it because you have no king and your counselors are dead? Twist and groan, people of Jerusalem, like a woman giving birth, for now you will have to leave the city and live in the open country. You will have to go to Babylon, but the Lord there will save you from your enemies. Many nations have gathered to attack you. They say, Jerusalem must be destroyed. We will see this city in ruins. But these nations do not know what is in the Lord's mind. They do not realize that they have been gathered together to be punished in the same way that grain is brought in to be threshed. The Lord says, people of Jerusalem, go and punish your enemies. I will make you as strong as a bull with iron horns and bronze hooves. You will crush many nations, and the wealth they got by violence you will present to me, the Lord of the whole world. People of Jerusalem, gather your forces. We are besieged. They are attacking the leader of Israel. And today's key verse is Micah chapter 4, verse 5, where Micah writes, we will worship and obey the Lord our God forever and ever. And so again, as Micah is there warning Judah that the same thing is going to happen to them that happened to the tribes of Israel, because they have forsaken their God, because they have gone after other gods, false gods, and because they have not observed the sabbatical law of not tilling the land every 7 years, because of all of these sins, they too will face justice. But God is there to not warn them, but to assure them that the time is coming when he will take their remnant and bring them out of the place of captivity and bring them into a place where Israel will become the center of the world. Amen. Isn't that wonderful? Let's pray. God of justice and peace, we pray for an end to warfare and for your reign of peace. Teach us to walk in the paths you have chosen and to worship and obey you. Thank you for new beginnings and the hope we find in you. Amen. Well, our time together is at an end again, beloved. Join me tomorrow when we will be in chapter 5, verses 2 through 15, where God promises to appoint a ruler from Bethlehem. Doesn't that sound familiar? Until tomorrow, then, may God richly bless you, is my prayer.